Hi everyone, hola a todos. Mr. Briggs here. I'm a qualified Spanish teacher from Learn Spanish World, a channel with hundreds of Spanish lessons and a wide range of Spanish language videos for you. In this episode, we're going to learn the 10 most common Salvadoran Spanish expressions. In this episode, we're going to learn Salvadorinismos, the 10 most common Salvadorian Spanish words. But before we proceed any further, I invite you to subscribe. I upload videos every Friday, so click the red button and the bell. Very good. Muy bien. Let's go to Central America. Fantástico. Now, are you ready to travel with me to El Salvador in Central America? Excelente. Number one. The first palabra, the first word that we're going to learn is cipote. Cipote means a youth or an immature adult who acts like a teenager. Cipote. Try. Say cipote. Excelente. Número dos is bicho. Bicho literally means bug, but it also means a brat or a kid. Bicho. See if you can pronounce it. Bicho. Excelente. Continuemos. Let's continue. Number three. These words will be very helpful, especially if you know Salvadorian friends or you're traveling to Central America. Cabal. Cabal in Salvadorian Spanish means exactly, true. And it's pronounced as cabal. Exactly. Cabal. True. Perfecto. Continuemos. Palabra. Word. Número cuatro. Word number four. This is the word chucho, which means dog. I'm currently recording and I have two chuchos next to me. I got Lobo and Kiko. They are my chuchos. Do you like this chucho? Muy bien. Continuemos. Número cinco. Number five. Palabra número 5. Vaya pues, this is a very common Salvadorian expression. This means, okay. Vaya pues. Okay. Vaya pues. You will be hearing this very frequently in El Salvador. Número 6. Word number 6. Palabra número 6. Don't forget, palabra means word. Puchica, which means damn. Puchica, damn. Puchica. If you meet a frustrated Salvadorian, they will say puchica very frequently. Número 7. Number 7. Do you still remember how to say word in Spanish? Palabra. That's right. Palabra número 7. Chulo. Chulo means cute. Now, this expression is very common in El Salvador, but also in other Central American countries, including Mexico, which is in North America. Chulo is a very popular word, which means cute. Palabra número 8. Word number 8. Let's see what's palabra número 8. Bayunco. Bayunco means crazy. Oh, estás bayunco. You must be crazy. Bayunco. So next time somebody calls you bayunco, you know that person speaks Salvadorian Spanish. Número 9. Palabra número 9. Word number 9. Veamos, let's see. Dundo. Dundo means stupid, estúpido. Dundo, it's like dumb, stupid. Dundo. Muy bien, you're doing very, very well. Don't forget to revise these words before you go to El Salvador. Muy bien, you're doing remarkably well. Now, before we proceed any further, before we continue, please subscribe to my channel. As I said, I upload videos every Friday, and sometimes I also upload during the week. So click the button and don't be left out. Palabra número 10. Word number 10. ¿Estás listo? Are you ready for word number 10? Chero o chera, which simply means boy and girl. Chero, boy. Chera, girl. Chero, chera. Fantástico. Excelente. Now, section 2 will show you some typical expressions used in El Salvador. Now, in section 2, I'll show you some typical expressions used in El Salvador. So if you go to El Salvador for a holiday, or you're trying to learn Spanish with Salvadorian friends, these expressions will prove very, very useful. One expression which is very common is this expression, machete estate en tu vaina. Machete estate en tu vaina. Literal translation means stay in your sheath. Salvadorian Spanish meaning, mind your own business so you don't get into trouble. Machete estate tu vaina. Machete estate en tu vaina. Mind your business. That's what it means. Another expression, buena onda. Literal translation, a good wave. But it actually means good vibes, good feelings about someone or something. You're having a good time, or somebody's really nice, that person is buena onda, or the party is buena onda. Tener goma, to have glue in English. But it actually, if somebody says tener goma, is referring to have a hangover. Tener goma. In this case, goma means a hangover. Está bien, Yuka refers to a situation that is very tough. It's very tough or it's very difficult. Está bien, Yuka. Así es la onda. Literal translation, the wave is like this. But it actually means, así es la onda, this is the situation. Así es la onda. This is the situation. Prosigamos. Let's proceed. Hay pericos en la milpa. In English, it'd be translated as there are parakeets in the cornfields. But it actually means watch what you say because others may be hearing what you are saying. Hay pericos en la milpa. Fantástico. Prosigamos. Let's proceed. Now, a Salvadorian does not say tú, but he says vos. In El Salvador, the personal pronoun tú is replaced by vos. So if somebody says vos, they actually saying you. A Salvadorian does not lie, but he da paja. He gives straw, which means he's lying. Da paja. Excelente. Muy bien. Prosigamos. Let's proceed. Salvadorians are not lazy. A Salvadorian is not lazy. He is huevón. Huevón means lazy in Salvadorian Spanish. Now, this is not to be confused with the Chilean hueón, which is similar, but it can be applied in many other ways. A Salvadorian does not make mistakes, but he la caga. So that means a Salvadorian made a huge mistake. Oh, he does poo-poo. So Salvadorian does not make mistakes. La caga. He does a poo. A Salvadorian does not punch you, but he te da verga. Okay? Salvadorian does not punch you, but te da verga. Now, verga is a vulgar word. Be very careful when you use it. A Salvadorian does not say adios, but he says salud. Remember, Salvadorians don't say adios, but they say salud instead. And by the way, of course they know what adios means, and sometimes they do use it too. A Salvadorian does not eat uvas, grapes, but he eats jocotes, jocotes. Fantástico, my dear amigos. Please subscribe to my channel. I will be uploading additional videos this week. If you don't want to miss out, please click the red button and subscribe. And I thank you very much for your support, for subscribing and helping me continue uploading videos for you. Now, there are more videos coming up. I'll be covering a bit of grammar, a bit of Spanish, and also Spanish for beginners coming up very soon. So you don't want to miss out. Click the subscribe button. And I will see you soon. Adios, amigos.